So the weather where I'm going to be this holiday weekend purports to be pretty darn good, but if it's not so great where you are, you might actually check out a movie this holiday weekend, and there's plenty of options. Rafer Guzman, Takeaway Movie contributor and film critic for Newsday, is here in the studio. Good morning.
Morning.
So let's talk about the first movie, the blockbuster that my girls are all tizzy about. They actually may have seen it by this point.
Lucky you.
Yeah. The third installment for, well, I don't even need to say the franchise. Listen.
You wouldn't have to change for me, Bella. I'm in love with you, and I want you to pick me instead of him.
It's called Eclipse, right?
That's right. The Twilight Saga, colon, Eclipse. That's the full title.
You need the colon.
And you need the colon.
It opened on Wednesday, but it didn't eclipse the showing of the number two in the franchise.
I think it broke a record for the midnight showing, but
uh-huh.
I don't think it broke a record for the opening day of New Moon, which was the last one, right?
Well, how is this one faring? At least, what's your recommendation on this, Rafer?
That's a tough one. This is like reviewing My Little Pony or something. It's like
nobody cares
like
about the reviews.
No one cares about the reviews.
Here's
exactly.
The thing, though. Do I drop my stepdaughter off at the movies, or do I just sit there and watch it with her?
Oh, drop her off.
So this is a parent killer.
I thought this was the worst one of the bunch. I mean, you know, it's a lot of teens making that classic teen sound of this.
Oh God! Yeah, I don't get enough of that at home.
Yeah, exactly. So if you've got teens at home, I don't know. You might want to avoid that.
All right. So Twilight Eclipse is negatory, but it's probably not going to affect the audience.
I seriously doubt it.
All right. So the second movie is opening nationwide right now. Let's listen. This is Jonah Hill talking to John C. Reilly in the movie. What's the name of the movie?
Cyrus.
That's right.
I will do whatever it takes. And to yourself, what do you think your mom would say if she could hear you right now?
Who's going to tell her?
You?
Who do you think she's going to believe?
Her son, who needs her now more than ever after his battle with panic and anxiety, or this new guy who clearly wants her kid out of the way?
So a rather strange family comedy, sort of, this Cyrus.
Yes, sort of. Not sure if I'd call it comedy. It is a family. It is rated R. I think people have been wanting this to be a big departure for Jonah Hill, you know, who's been a comedian, comedic actor. And he does play this pent-up, emotionally dysfunctional, grown kid. He's 21, I think, in the movie, but he's really tied to his mother's apron strings. But it's not that big a departure for him, I don't think. He's still doing that kind of interesting brand of caustic, sort of intimidating humor that he does. I think he's great, and he's really good in the movie. The movie itself has kind of an indie quality to it. The directors, Jay and Mark Duplass, are kind of indie directors, so they low-key everything. And even though you've got these moments where it could be kind of a Farrelly Brothers comedy, they play everything very low-key, and it just never quite gets to that sort of knee-slapping level, whereas it could, I think.
It sounds like it sort of doesn't know what it wants to be, and that becomes a sort of an awkward problem for the audience.
I think so.
All right. The last Airbender, the Shyamalan offering here, we actually talked about it earlier this morning, is having some sort of casting problems. How does it work as a movie?
I think as a movie, it's an absolute failure. I was surprised at how bad this movie is. It's nearly incomprehensible. It looks terrible. The action scenes look terrible. It's got the 2D conversion after the fact, which also looks
bad.
So The Sixth Sense was an anomaly.
Were the credits good?
I like M. Night Shyamalan, and I want to see him well. I don't think this is going to be the one.
Three thumbs down or just cut off from Rafer Guzman, movie contributor, film critic for Newsday, not recommending a movie
for
this holiday weekend. Thanks, Rafer.
Thank you.